Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
And you are listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for ground cloth stabbers, sponsored by, as always, Sassy Jacks. And here's a word from Kim and her team.
This edition of Fiber Talk is proudly sponsored by Sassy Jacks Stitchery. Sassy Jacks is a vibrant young needlework shop located on the picturesque Main Street of Weaverville, North Carolina, happily situated between Five Little Monkeys Quilt Shop and nationally recognized Well-Bred Bakery. We are nestled in a valley of the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of western North Carolina, just minutes north of Asheville and a short 20-minute drive from the Biltmore State, one of America's national treasures. Sassy Jack's Stitchery is proud to be a brick-and-mortar needlework shop, featuring cross-stitch, counted needlepoint, embroidery, and punch needle. We host a wonderful collection of fine antique needlework samplers on display, many of which have chartered patterns available for purchase. We frequently rotate our collection, so every visit is likely to yield a new treasure for you to enjoy. We are moving into our fall and winter season of stitching at Sassy Jack's, and we invite you to join us in one of the many opportunities we've created for you to stitch along and learn. We have a return of our tree decorating event, wherein everyone who sends us a newly stitched ornament for our tree by December 24th will receive a coupon for 15% off any single purchase during January and February. This year will also mark our third year doing our special Valentine's Day small exchange. We've opened our designer selection to include Summerhouse Stitchworks and Jeanette Douglas Designs, in addition to Plum Street Samplers. You may stitch any small design from any of these designers using a pattern and supplies from your stash or purchasing something new from us at Sassy Jack's. Finish it into a needlework small and send it to us before January 25th. We will exchange it from another in the group and send you a beautiful gift from your stitching sister just in time for Valentine's Day. Check out our website or upcoming newsletters for more details and finishing tips for these fun winter traditions at Sassy Jack's. We hope you find a way to visit us soon. If you can't make it to us, we hope you visit us online at Facebook, Instagram, SassyJackStitchery.com, and our new FlossTube channel, Yonder Ways. We love it when you stop by and say hi, whether it's in person or online. We truly appreciate you, and we really appreciate all we hear and learn from Fiber Talk. We are super proud to be a sponsor of this wonderful resource for stitching goodness. Thank you, Fiber Talk, for giving us some stabby pokey talk twice a week. Kim and team at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for sponsoring us. And please, folks, support our sponsors. Sassy Jacks, all of them, please. Let them know that you heard about it on Fiber Talk, and Fiber Tech made me buy it. Hashtag, it works. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, for most. Needleminders available still on the shop page at WeTalkFiber.com if you're interested. And if you are an Instagram follower of Vonna's page, Bonna Pfeiffer, or Fiber Talk, you probably have been a participant. We get a nice group of people participating in the live Instagram shows that we've done here and there. And when you hear this, we did one while Vonna was at the retreat this past weekend. And I will try to get that posted by the time you hear this, because that was fun. But Vonna and I are going to try and the operative word is try, because, you know, life. But I'm going to try and do a Friday night Instagram live show every week.
Oh, it's every week now.
Well, that's what we talked about, but you didn't remember that.
No, but that's all right. I'm happy to do it Friday night every night.
So we're going to try and do that. We'll figure it out. But I say that with hesitation because I have to say that doing live shows on Instagram, from my perspective, in terms of recording and then sharing that, is kind of a pain in the butt.
How come we're not doing it on Facebook again? There was a reason.
I just didn't care for the Facebook thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've been exploring what it takes to do it on, and you have to add a piece of software to do it on YouTube.
Oh.
And it looks like that's going to be a better option.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to work on that and see if I can get it set up so we can do it on YouTube. And I don't have a problem with Instagram other than when you click the buttons that say save this video to archive on Instagram, to Instagram's archive, and save this video to my camera roll so that then I can make a video and post it on our YouTube channel. It never does it.
Hmm.
And, you know, that, sorry, it's a pain in the butt. And so then what I have to do is play it on my phone and record the phone screen to make a video, and then and then convert that to a video and post it, where I should be able to just have it. So I think that's, you know, it's just, it doesn't work, and I cannot find, you know, you do a search for why doesn't this work, and I've tried everything, and I can't find it anywhere. Everybody just says, well, click on these things, and it'll save it. Well, it doesn't save it. So I don't know. But anyway, we're going to start doing live shows on Friday nights, even if it's for just a half hour, because they're fun to do, and people seem to enjoy them. So there we go.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Yep. Our good friend Arlene Cohen, her friend McKenna, who is stitching in sequins on FlossTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has a business called 1884 Stitchery. That's 1884stitchery.com. She came across somebody passed away? Anyway, huge stash from a lady. And so she decided to take all of that and is doing a charity thing for breast cancer research, which is cool. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So that's pretty cool. Well, she's been selling some things, but she's held out 175 items that she, because if you go to her website, 1884 Stitchery, there is a charity tab. And on that tab, then there are items you can buy. Well, she's held out 175 items that she's doing an auction this coming Saturday, November 9. And that's going to be noon Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, 9 Pacific. So she's going to do an auction of these 175 items, and all the money goes to Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which is cool. Yay for her. So what?
Yeah,
is,
that's very nice.
Yeah, charts, fabric, full kits, and designers, GGR, Essampler, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
I'm not French. Can't do it. Black Branch, Plum Street Samplers, Blackbird Designs, many name designs, and I think there are other things, not just charts. But already she's raised $3,200 through Instagram sales, and is looking to move all of this 175 pieces with the money going to breast cancer research. So if you're interested, let's see. We have 1884stitchery.com is the website. And Saturday, noon Eastern, yeah. And then all those other hours. So I think that's great. I think it's great when we can take those kinds of things and do some good for charities with it.
Yeah, I agree. My aunt died of breast cancer when she was 51 years old. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing to support.
Yeah, I think we probably all have somebody in our lives who has had or has breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just encountered friends of ours that we see on rare occasions. It was so weird. We went to, they live two blocks away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But our lives just don't interact, and we've known them forever. Our kids grew up together, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we just lives just don't interact much anymore. And we try to get together, and it just doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the movie, a late afternoon showing of Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
This was our second time. I was being a good husband this time.
You went twice?
Yeah, because Margot wanted to see it twice. And the first time I went, because I watched the whole show, and so I wanted to, you know, the whole series with her. And so then I wanted to see what they did with the movie, and I enjoyed it. And it's beautiful. Visually, it's beautifully done.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to see it again, and she was going to go with her cousin, and her cousin had something at the last minute, so they couldn't go. So I know she was disappointed that she didn't get to see it a second time. So I, you know, all right, let's go. I'll get through it.
That's the one for the team.
Yeah, so we got there, and I'm a big one to get into the movie early, but there was construction, you know, of course there was. Mm-hmm. And so we got in just as the previews were ending. And so the theater's dark. We were back row center, which is my standard spot. And somebody was sitting in the center seats. And so I just grabbed the first ones. Uh-huh. As we got to the top of the steps, just sit down, the movie's starting, you know, it won't hurt. It's, you know, it's Downton Abbey. We'll be able to follow it, you know?
Yeah.
It turned out that this couple that we rarely encounter was sitting in our seats. They got in there late and just grabbed seats.
Setting in your seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, no big deal. So when the movie ends, then it's, holy smokes, hi, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a weird coincidence. So then we ended up going out to dinner.
Yeah.
And because we hadn't, I mean, it'd been a long while since we caught up. So we ended up going out to dinner and catching up on all the things. And then one of them is she has breast cancer. And it's like, oh, man, really? They caught it really early, and chances are almost 100% they're going to be able to kill it off. But, yeah, it was just like, oh, you know, geez.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was one of those things during dinner. I need to tell you guys something. Oh, no, what's this? You know, and mm-hmm. yeah, that. And so anyway, that's a long way of saying that, yeah, everybody has somebody in their lives and you don't always know it. And, so this kind of charity helps a lot. So
yep.
McKenna Stitching and Sequins, Floss Tube and Instagram, if you want to hunt her down. So it's this Saturday, November 9 at noon. Add to the stash. Add stuff to your stash that you don't need. More and more. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? It's for a good cause. There's your out. It's for a good cause. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. 1884stitchery.com. So that's a cool thing. Check that out. Okay, I have to get some advice from you.
Oh.
I bought one of those, the fanny stands, and that just made everybody in England cringe, but sorry. that, like you got at Sassy Jack's.
Yeah.
So I had a gift certificate at Welcome Stitchery, so I spent it on getting me one of those stands. And they're beautiful.
Right.
And they're great.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay, so I sat down
mm-hmm.
to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped it in the twill, mm-hmm. doing my band thing. And mm-hmm. I sat down to use it. And then it dawned on me, I can't use my magnifier with it.
Which magnifier?
My desktop magnifier.
Well, if you sat at a table, you can.
Yeah. So then my reaction to that was, then I don't need the fanny thing. I can just use my regular lap stand. So then when I got it, I thought, okay, what I'd really like to do is some nights I'd like to sit in the recliner with my feet up, but mm-hmm. I would like to stitch while I'm doing that, and this should be perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, but then I don't have a magnifier, and that string around the neck, rest on the chest thing, I hate that thing. So then the question is, you love yours.
Oh,
how are you using it?
Well, I just use it. Okay, so when I'm at home, I just use it with my magnifier by my chair. And when I was at the retreat, I used my desktop magnifier and I just had it on the table in front of me and, you know, they're on the very edge and it pulled over to the front of my, you know, so that I could see.
Okay.
I love mine, Gary. And I'm not, and I know that I've said that I loved a lot of things in my lifetime. But
you do have a record of that, yes.
I know, I do. And I will say that I almost have a ranking now of stands because I feel like I've got some good...
You have enough to rank, yes.
I have enough to rank. And I like all of them, but I have favorites. And so here's my ranking. I would say that for floor stands, Kay's Creation, hands down, number one. But, I mean, there's things about it that kind of irritate me. I mean, it like loosens and it gets, you know what I mean? At the base, I feel I'm always having to like tighten that because it gets too wobbly or something. But anyways, I do like it a lot. And I do like the Needlework System 4, but it's limiting on that one because you can only get a 17-inch wide project in the Q-snap head. Whether you use scroll rods, like roller frames or whatever, you can only 17 inches wide. So that's limiting. And then, what else? Oh, but I really do like the Kay's Creation. I mean, no. The fanny stand, the fanny That's what it is. Fanny stand, right? I was thinking fanny pack.
No. Not the same.
What I like the fanny stand for travel a lot. And whether you're traveling in the car or whether you're traveling and you've gone to a retreat, that it is very nice for that because it just all unscrews and it's nothing. Really, did you notice that? It's just like not takes up zero space.
Oh, yeah. No, that's was one of the key things for me buying it was I can put that in my bag, my travel bag of stitching stuff. It'll collapse down and fit in there. It's perfect. No, I like it. I just wondered how you were using it because my vision of how I wanted to use it just didn't play out.
Yeah, I just use it at home here. I use my big regular magnifiers, you know, LED magnifiers that I use. And then at the stitching retreat, I used my tabletop one. But see now, I have a question for you. I have, we did take our lamps, but we never got them out at Sassy Jack's, so you didn't see mine. Mine is kind of old and it's fluorescent. It's not LED.
Oh.
So that's kind of because it gets hot, right?
Yeah, that's a drawback, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that I feel like the arm wasn't long enough. And so I'm thinking about buying one like your Halo. So I wanted to know from you, when you set and use at a table with your fanny stand, does the Halo, what is the Halo's reach? That's what I want to know.
Well, now see, I have not tried it that way. And if there's a drawback to the Halo, it is that it's reach because it's a single bar, from the base to the head.
Right.
And you can angle it obviously. And then the head turns almost 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge plus. But it's limiting in that way, in that to get underneath it and be able to stitch at times can be a little confining.
Right.
And but the unit itself is beautiful. I love mm-hmm. using it because the magnification is great. The lighting is perfect. And I love it has a little flip down lid. So when mm-hmm. you're not using it, you can flip that down. So you don't have to worry about sun burning your piece, and it's protected. So there's a lot of pluses, but it is limited in its height. And, I've not tried it with the fanny stand thing because
mm-hmm.
I was trying to do something else. I was trying to accomplish something else
mm-hmm.
with it. And so last night I was sitting at my stitching table and I had it on the table weighted down because I had it leaning way over so that I could sit in my chair and stitch because I wanted to sit in my chair and stitch with that fanny thing. And it was just not working well.
Okay, so that's my question.
Yeah. So then I just took it off, put it on my regular hoop and put it on my stand and used my regular magnifier. And then, of course, that problems went away. But I really wanted to sit in the recliner and do that. So, but I just don't see a way to do it with that magnifier. And,
yeah.
but then see, I could take that magnifier and set it on the table that's next to my chair and aim the light at my stitching. So I would have a very strong light.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually while we're recording this, Marga's out doing errands and I've asked her to get some of those reader glasses at magnifier 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try that tonight in the recliner and see if I can get that to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you know, these are first world problems. I mean, these are, I mean, really, we're spending time talking about multiple stands and magnifiers and LED lights and how to make them so we don't have to move.
Well, when you're sitting over one, when you're older and you need help with your eyes and you're stitching over one or you're using 46 count, I'm telling you, Gary, I have to have magnification. I cannot see it at
right.
all. And,
well, see, and that's exactly right. 'Cause on this banding, if I was stitching over two, I probably wouldn't need magnification, just need good light. But right. stitching over one, exactly. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, you're right. I'm sitting here looking at banding, and I can see it. I can see it and stitch it, but I'm telling you what, I could not see the 46 count this weekend with on Sarah B.
Yeah.
Because, and so I finagled it, and you're right. It would tip if I got the arm too low. So I did have to do a lot of, I had to stitch way close to the table, scoot in way close to the table. And then I had to, you know, maneuver the arm. Sometimes I had to try to weight it down somehow. So yeah, that is the problem. So does anybody know about an LED? I want an LED light with a magnifier ring, you know, on the light that has a long arm.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah. And see, now that we talk about this, see, I could take a clamp and clamp that to the table.
What? The light?
My magnifier light.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just, you know, we're adding complexity to what I had hoped would simplify a problem.
Yeah, a clamp's a good idea, though.
Yeah. But I don't want to add more equipment. I want less equipment. So, the way that thing breaks down, and I can stick it in the bag and take it with me on the road. And I wanted less equipment for this.
Well, I'm telling you what, I just got back from that retreat and it was fantastic. It was I had one bag, and I had my light, my stand, and my projects, one bag.
Yeah. And see, exactly that. That's what I'm after. Yep.
It was awesome. I mean, it was absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Because that's, yes. Okay, so I gotta play with this. So we'll see if these reading glasses give me enough magnification on the banding to...
Yeah, and then tell me if that happens for you, okay?
Yeah, because on the Santas that I'm doing, those are on 40 count. I don't pretend under any circumstances that I can see that under anything but a good magnifier.
Right.
You know, I just need that because 40 count, I just can't see it well enough. To make that work. But
right.
The banding, I'm almost able to see it, and with good light I can, but I to have some magnification would really help over one. So
right. Yeah, I agree. I had LASIK and they told me that I would send myself into, you know, the doctor wanted to do one eye for distance and one eye for close up, and I was like, what are you on crack? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I can't see how that would be good. That seems like a permanent headache to me.
It's like, are you nuts? I was like, no, I want both of them done for distance. And doing that was the best thing I ever did for myself because I wore glasses from the time I was like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so to wake up in the middle of the night at 42 years old and see the clock without having to like squint, you know,
yeah.
It was, I mean, that was just like, it was like a miracle. I mean, honestly, it was. And my eyes are still awesome for distance, and that's been like 6 years ago. But I cannot see anything close. I have to have them for reading. Basically, I go around with a pair of cheaters on my head 24/7. That's what it's come to now. Yeah. I cannot see anything close up at all. Like we were at the
bifocals.
But anyways. We were at the restaurant today and I was reading the menu and it's like, oh, where's my readers? I can't read this. And my daughter, Ellie, was like, oh my God.
Spare me. Yep. I can see that look like, oh geez.
are you kidding me? So
just
anyway.
Take me to school and leave me alone.
So anyways, yeah, that's the one thing I struggled with this weekend was my lamp. But other than that, that had nothing to do with the stand. The stand was fantastic, fabulous, wonderful, A+.
Yep.
Honestly, it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I like mine. Yep. I just got to figure out the other part.
Yeah. Best money I ever spent seriously, best money I ever spent.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean it too.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I like mine. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it out somehow.
Yeah. But
we'll see how the cheaters. So Well, that's right. You wear your cheaters because you have to actually read stuff. So you're not. Do you have a separate set for a separate pair for stitching?
I have a 2-point. Let's see. I can wear like a 1.5 for just reading, and then I have like a 2.75 for stitching. But see, I don't have to use them because I use my magnifier.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I don't have to use them.
Yeah.
And I can, and my magnet board is far with my, that holds my patterns is far enough away that I don't have to use cheaters.
Yeah.
To see it because it's far enough away. But if I have to look like in the book, you know, I have to wear cheaters. So then I put them up on my head. Then I pull them down when I'm looking at the book. So I have like a whole thing.
I can tell. I have a sense that needle workers are optical experts.
I would assume that they are.
I think so. I think we are. I think we end up being optical experts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know that Sherry Jones in front of us at the Bristol thing? Remember I tried her glasses. She had a 7, magnification 7 glasses.
Yeah.
Now, you would not be able to walk anywhere with those glasses
on. No. But did you look at your needlework when you had those on?
Yes.
And was it wonderful?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
But see, it kind of made you feel like a little like, you know what I mean? I don't know. My optometrist, or is that the eye doctor?
Yes.
Okay. What's an ophthalmologist?
Yes.
Okay. That's all the same thing.
Well, optometrist is not a medical doctor.
Okay.
The ophthalmologist, I think that's right, is a medical doctor in addition to an eye doctor.
Okay, well, yes. Whatever I go see to get glasses or get my eyes checked, he told me that I don't need glasses because I can see everything. And if I wanted to get like a close-up stuff, I could. But the other thing, but he said if cheaters work, what's the point of buying like a $200 pair of glasses when you can go buy a $20 pair from CVS? That's what he told me.
Well, the point is you don't leave them at home when you're at a restaurant trying to read a menu.
Well, that's true, I guess. Well, I had them in my purse somewhere. They were out in the car. They fell out of my purse. Anyways, he told me not to be afraid to use very high powered for the detail work that I do.
Okay.
He goes, it won't hurt your eyes. Because I said, well, because it seems like when I take them off, I feel fuzzy. And he goes, that's your eyes adjusting. And he goes, once they adjust again, it's not a problem. They will not hurt your eyes. And I was like, okay. All right. Okay, whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to give these a try. The only instructions I gave to Marga was level 4 or 5 time magnification. I said, and no rhinestones.
Okay. And, oh, no rhinestones.
Yeah, she'll come home with rhinestones just to, you know.
I think that you should look like Elton John doing your stitching.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's not happening.
Do you wear them in front of your glasses?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh.
Because, see, I wear bifocals.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, but mainly for reading because my distance vision is pretty good. I don't have much correction there at all.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's
been. Really? Never in your whole life you've never had? You see distance all good all the time?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, up until I started working on computers, I had perfect vision.
Wow.
Yeah, my left eye was it 1920, was even better than perfect, you know. But, you know, whatever that is, I mean, it went the other way. But computers just ruined that. When, you know, editing on computer screens all day long just ruined it. And so now my reading vision is not as good.
Well, our poor kids were just, you know, screwed from the get-go because both of us
have bad eyes. Yeah,
we have bad eyes, yeah. And my husband has an astigmatism.
Oh.
Ellie and Katie are like -4.
Oh,
they're that bad. They're bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, screens are not helping any of us. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
So this retreat, 30 minutes in, people are enough of your eyeglasses. We don't care. So this retreat, well, all right, so we did the live thing, and I learned that you and the Moms Gone Wild are actually ranked.
Yeah.
I did not know there was like a ranking of 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So that was quite a revelation for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, yeah, you're number 1, of course, that was made quite clear.
Always number 1.
Yeah.
And the other two and three is fluid on how, feel how I feel about it that day.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so I did not know they were ranked, and they seem to be okay with that.
Yeah, they are.
And was it Christy, right?
Right.
Yeah, she's number three, and she did not seem bothered by that.
No.
I was fascinated by that. Might have to have a conversation with her, you know, outside of the trio, just to see if she was just putting on a good face or what the deal was there. Yeah, so that was an interesting revelation. And still, we got to do a show with all three of you, because this seems to be some interesting discussion to be had there.
Mm-hmm. They are fabulous people. Renee is a pharmacist and Christy is a nurse. But none of us work anymore outside the home.
Oh, uh-huh.
But Renee's a pharmacist and Christy's a nurse. And see, we're smart girls. So not only are we...
As if somebody suggested you weren't. Okay.
After that video, people might question that. We had the best time, though. They are just really genuine, good people, both of them.
Yeah, it seemed like real nice folk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're my friends.
Yeah, that. Right.
That, and they know that I'm number one.
Yeah, that, yeah, that was quite clear. Yeah, there's no question about that. Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun, but I also wanted to get a plug in for the store. So what was the store again?
It is Cross My Heart LTD out of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Yep. Jenny and Carol are the designers. They are, not designers. Carol and Jenny are the owners. Carol actually does design out, and I think her design house is called the Fireside Originals. And she's going to Nashville this year, and she has really great, I'll have to share with you, tell you about it. We got a preview and a kit of one of her Nashville releases this year, and you would really like it, Gary.
Yeah.
It's like a sampler of specialty stitches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, talk to me.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. It's beautiful, as a matter of fact. And and they're out of Columbus. They have done this retreat for 22 years. I have gone for the last 2 years because, you know, it's Renee's and Christy's LNS. But the thing about it is that we've all had small children, you know, and so you can't get it. You know, I couldn't do this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I couldn't have just picked up and gone for the weekend. I was working every weekend. But anyways, I've gone the last 2 years. It's the best thing. And then we go and meet there in the off, you know, without anything. We just have our Moms Gone Wild retreat there. And I love Berlin. But if anybody is interested in going to the Cross My Heart Camp Goddess Stitch 2020 for their 23rd year in Berlin, Ohio, give the shop a call. If you Google it, Cross My Heart LTD, Columbus, Ohio, it'll pop up, and call them to get on the newsletter and get on the stitching wait list for the retreat. And they will be happy to take care of you.
Yeah, it looked like a great, great event.
It is very low key. You just do what you want to do when you want to do it. We eat. They provide like snacky snacks, you know, all the time in the room. You go out for one formal meal at a Amish restaurant, a local Amish restaurant there that is a, you know, local Amish fare kind of. It's a buffet, so it's a strap on your feed sack and start eating type place. And then you top it off.
That
with
always
pie.
Sounds so attractive.
You top it off with pie, and you know, I don't know if you've ever had Amish pies. Have you ever had?
I have had the Amish made pies. Yes.
Oh, good Lord, they're so good.
I
so
support
anyway,
them 100%.
Yeah, you can't leave that place without having a pie.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we do that on Saturday night, and what's so nice is you can get like go a day early or stay a day later, and they will still give you the same. Usually, the hotel will work with you and give you the same rate as what they give, you know, what during the retreat. It is a just, and where we stayed is at the Berlin Encore Hotel. That is a beautiful hotel. It really is. And it's brand new. And yeah, so lots of stuff. It was a little crazy on Saturday when we were doing the video because there was a wedding going on and they had a dinner. They have a dinner theater there. And so it was a little hectic, but a fabulous time, very low key, no teachers or anything. It's just you're stitching and connecting with like-minded people. And I love those kind of retreats. And it's not so overwhelmingly large. There was about 60 people there, not overwhelmingly large where I get like, nervous and hyperventilate or anything like that. A lot of people make me uncomfortable and, very warm and welcoming, a smaller retreat, focus on your stitching and in what I consider one of the most beautiful parts of Ohio that I've ever been to, in the heart of Holmes County in Ohio. So Amish country. It's beautiful. I love it. So.
Yeah. I got the impression that there was a lot of stitching going on, that people came and actually stitched rather than socializing.
Yeah, no, there was, I mean, you laugh and you have fun and you go around and see what everybody's stitching on and stuff, but no, it is a lot of stitching. I mean, so much stitching that my legs were swollen because I had sat so much on Saturday night. I had to like go upstairs and like run around my room. And, but then...
Now there's a mental image.
Well, it was because I had sat all day and it was like 1 o'clock and I took off my shoes and I was like, oh my goodness, my legs are swollen. And it was because I had sat. You know, everybody's does that, I think, if you sit for a long period. And I had sat basically for probably 16 hours. I mean, getting up to go to the bathroom and go get a drink and stuff like that. But other than that, I was sitting most of the day. And so
now we got to start issuing compression socks for needlework retreats. Yeah.
I know. Basically, I even like was getting up when my Fitbit told me to, you know, hey, listen, you got 250 steps left this hour. I'd get up and try to run up and down the hall to get my 250 steps, but I just wasn't moving around enough. And so anyways, it was really fun. I just can't say enough about Carol and Jenny and the whole crew at from Cross My Heart that puts on the retreat. It's just very relaxing. And I'm a nobody there. Nobody really knows me and I don't have to be on, you know, I don't have to be a persona there, because nobody cares who I am and I can just sit and stitch. And it was great. It was awesome.
Sure looked like fun to me.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So next year, and it's always this time of year.
Next year, it's going to be 2 weeks earlier. So it's going to be after the state of Ohio has the Tour to Stitch. It's going to be the weekend after the Tour to Stitch. So like the third week in October, I think.
Okay.
They told us we need to come over and do the Tour to Stitch and then go to the retreat.
What is that? Like store to store?
I think it's like the eastern half of Ohio has like, there's like six or seven shops. And yeah, it's kind of like a quilt hop where you go to all these shops and there's something at every shop. Like I know Barbara Hudson went to one of them this year. So anyways, yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, that reminds me, quilts. What is this general fabric? What is it? Federal General or what? What is the
French General?
French General?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb guy question. What the heck? Why is everybody all excited about that?
Well, it's a line of motive fabric and it's by French General, and they have different, and it's all.
Oh,
rich.
I thought it was like a weave or a thickness or something. So it's just a brand name.
It's just the name of it. And that's, but they're always in, it's like French look, you know, French provincial type. It's always kind of a floral look, and it's always in, they usually, each time they come out in the line, they have beautiful red fabrics.
Oh, okay. Because there was some mention of that at Sassy Jack's, quilt shop. Of course, now I forget the name of the quilt shop, but that they
had Five Little Monkeys.
That they had French General. I wanted to ask then, so what's that?
Yeah. It's because, okay, now think about sampler people. What color, now I know your color is blue, but what color do most people talk about in samplers?
Well, I'll go for red.
Yeah. You think? I guess I set that up kind of stupid. But yeah, red. A lot of people like red.
Yeah, if I'd have said yellow, it would have been really like, weird.
What? Yeah, that was crazy. Anyways, yeah, so that's how come I think there's a lot of like love about French General. Maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, if that's not right. I love to be corrected. So maybe that's not right, but I think that that's what the pull is on. They have beautiful florals, and it's typically of each line has a significant number of red value type material fabrics in it. So
okay, I thought it was a special weave for quilters that made the quilts work better or something.
No.
Yeah. Okay. See, I was giving it too much credit.
Yeah, you were.
I try. I do.
Yeah, you know, that's good.
Yeah, and then you were pounding away on Sarah B. There. Wow.
Hey, buddy. Coming. I am actually in the rearview mirror. I'm not up your tailpipe yet.
Oh, that came out well.
But I certainly am like heading that direction. Yeah, I did really good. I got the whole top row done. Oh, whoops. Sorry if I made a noise on there. Yeah, I got the whole top row done.
Yeah, I could tell. Yep. And that was a nice picture you put up with your unmade bed and then that laying on the end of the bed. That was very attractive and kind of brought it all together. Yeah.
Actually, I was in bed. That was laying on my lap.
Oh, jeez.
I was so determined to get that little bit done that I stayed up really extra late to get that little bit done so that I could. That dancing turkey, good heavens. That dancing turkey takes like 3 hours to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, this turkey is never going to get done. I looked at somebody and they go, are you still on that turkey? Because we don't, what is it? Is it a dancing turkey? I don't know.
That's what you called it and I'm going with that. But yeah, you get the first one, you go, oh man, great. Oh no, I got to do another one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and I will say, with all the problems I've had with the queen, everything on that front, that top line. Okay, now watch, I'm going to like, I need to knock on wood.
Yeah, you just you're going to be unstitching tonight, I guarantee.
Everything on that top line that I've stitched so far is accurate. Everything.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look
every
at you.
Every motif is exactly the right amount of spacing on the whole, all across the entire top and in the side so far. Woo, I tell you. I was on fire getting that. I set that up good. I was, you know, I can't say that often. I have been taking a lot of, eating a lot of crow with the queen. So I'm going to have my 5 seconds of fame here saying that nothing in that top row on Sarah B was off. Everything was on. So
the queen's a pain, but you give Vanna a good old fashioned reproduction sampler. She can knock them down.
I tell you what, just like, But so the next row, our next mental row then, is right above the arbor on the heart. So
yeah.
So that's a lot there. That's a lot of color changing.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. Yeah, but you're catching up to me. There's no doubt. Yeah, but I haven't touched mine in months. So
July 7th was the last time you updated.
Yeah, it was really kind of you to post a photo and point out that the last time I posted was July 7th. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks a lot. I'm stitching 5 stitches tonight and posting a picture just to
shove it up my tailpipe.
Pretty much. Yeah. Tonight, that's what I'm doing before I do anything else. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm back on the queen. I started the satin stitches again. I'm really feeling good about my queen. I'm glad I did what I did.
Yep. No, no, I can tell your attitude's a lot better about it all the way around.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
You're not so cranky.
No. Not PMSing over it. No, I feel really good about
it. I was just going to go with cranky. I was just going to keep it just a cranky. But if you want to do the whole thing, then fine. But no, I was just going cranky. Yeah. Just going to be a cranky and move on to the next thing. But oh, no. Oh, no.
I do feel really good about it. And I'm, you know, yeah, I feel good about it. Yeah, I feel good about the Queen. Of course, I'm not to that freaking great band yet. And I still, I've got a couple more bands here that I can sit and think about how I'm going to attack it. I really don't know how I'm going to attack it. I don't know if I'm going to start on the edge and do the grapes and I don't know if I'm going to do the grapes in that leaf just to get, you know what I mean? Just to kind of get to make sure that you're placing everything right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I thought about that when I tore out the band with the Montenegro, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do everything as I go along. Yeah. And then I thought, no, I'm not, because if that Montenegrin thing isn't right, then I'm going to end up tearing out a bunch of other stuff. No, I'm getting the Montenegrin vine in all the way across so it's right. And then I'm going back, because I am not tearing that out again. I'm not. If I have to tear that out again, I think I'll cut that band out and stitch it and just put it on the machine and sew it back together and start with the next one.
Or you could just do cross stitch, but that Yeah, that would not look good.
And that Montenegrin done right is beautiful.
Yeah, and I thought that yours was beautiful, and I thought mine was beautiful. It was just that I didn't have it spaced the way it should have been spaced. Yeah,
same here.
No, and it just comes down to this. I am not going to – I know that everybody's going to say, well, nothing is perfect, and I don't think that anything that I'm doing is perfect. I just want it to look – perfect. You know what I mean? I just want it to look perfect. And if I can't make it look perfect by fudging, then what's the point? And it did not, with you picking it out without even knowing what I was struggling on, which one I had fudged around and you like,
that was hard to overlook there.
Yeah. Five seconds, circled it and sent it back. I mean, there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I mean, I had to do what I did. I didn't have to go all the way back to the top, but I was creating problems for myself because I was counting off the letters in that third band, and that was spaced wrong. So I believe that's also where some problems came into play in the Montenegrin band. So anyways, yada, clean slate. I'm doing good. That's
great. We're learning. Yeah. Debbie Rowley had a long drive after the last time we talked about it, and wrote to me and said that with helpful comments about counting, you know, with difficult things like that. And I didn't write back to her, but my reaction was, no, Debbie, I appreciate you giving me credit, but I just have to quit being an idiot. Yeah. It's just, you know, she was really trying to be helpful. And no, I just got to quit being stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you're right. And I think I said this way back when we started this band, is that the whole turn in the corners, it's like, what? I mean, I don't know when to start turning the corners. You know what I mean? Because there's a whole couple of stitches just involved in getting to the corner.
Right.
Turning the corner.
Yeah. You have to start, the corner before you really think you should.
Yeah. Before you get to it, you have to start it. So anyways, that's going to have to be I'm going to have to be very careful about
that. We'll get there. Yeah. I'm still enjoying it. I'm learning things. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Me too.
Yep. And last night I was working on my banding sampler.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you that number one, I love the blue, and I love the blue on that color of banding, more of a natural linen thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun to do that.
Did you post a picture?
No, because I didn't get a whole row done. So I'm going to get a whole row done tonight, and then I'll post it. Yeah. Because I only got half done.
Yours is always, you just do such good stuff.
Well, you're just good. But it really, I just really, it's fun to do. And you go all the way across and you're done with the one. It's quick but I really like the blue on this with the blue striping on the edges. It's going to be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're collecting up spools. So we're going to,
Yeah, I've got a set in spools for a while. I'm just trying to find the perfect one because yours is 6 inches and I cannot find a freaking 6-inch spool. I just went today. I'm just going to tell them what I did. So I had to take Ellie to the orthodontist. So on the way home, I passed this antique store, and we had time before I knew I had to be home to do this podcast, and I said to Ellie, do you mind if I stop at this antique shop? No. So we stopped, and she's kind of into antique jewelry, so she looks at, you know, there's all kinds of that junk jewelry, you know, but, and she looks at that while I look for spools. And I went that whole place, and I mean, and it's a large place, and I was like, I could not find a freaking one spool. And then there was one booth left, and I went in there, and it was like jackpot, and I found them. And I'm even carrying a measuring tape with me to measure.
Oh, geez.
I know, that's how serious I am trying to get a 6-inch spool. And the ones that I got today were 7 inches, but I think that that's going to have to do for yours. If you know what I mean? Cause mine is like 7.5, I think. So anyways,
Mine's 5, right? Yeah. 5.
I thought you said it was exactly 6.
No, it's 5 because a 6-inch would be perfect. Cause it'd be a 1/2 inch on either side.
Oh, well then I got one for you. I got a perfect one for you.
Oh, well, okay. No, I put that in writing.
I know, but I thought you meant your banding measured 6 inches.
No, the banding is 5, so then a spool, a 6-inch spool with a 6-inch gap between ends is perfect.
Okay, well then you have a perfect spool, and I think it's even one that you commented on that you said you liked. So
wow, super. All right.
Yeah, I got you covered. Okay, so start whipping those bandings out because we got 25 spools to fill up.
Great.
12 at your house and 13 at mine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm not doing that many, Ivana. But I will say next time we're Sassy Jacks, I'm getting more banding. I am.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. And I understand that Kim's going to Germany. So, and ooh. I guess getting more banding. So,
all right.
Sometime. I don't know when. She didn't call him with her itinerary with me, but.
She didn't check in.
No, she didn't tell me. You know, Ivana, you know, I'm going over there to get something. No, she didn't tell me that.
Because now I want to know the source so we can tell her get this and this and this.
Well, she listens. So, Kim, make sure you get a wide variety of banding.
Yeah, like she won't do that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like different widths, different sizes, different inches, different edging. You know, just get it all. And bring it home.
She's got a small crate. Checks in a small crate, yeah.
Have a small personal flying plane to fly the banding back.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's out of control. Mm-hmm. Yep, so, okay, well now, yeah, that opens another thing. Got to have... I mean, if there's an option to see what she's buying and say, I want this and this. But then see, you're telling her buy this, and then we go and buy 36 inches off of a 50-foot roll. So that's not good.
No.
No. Because you can only own so much of it. And those rolls, those rolls are serious. There's a lot of footage on those things.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah. So, well, that's good to know because I'm getting more. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, with my gift card, then I also got the B5200 thread for the Agnes Dei sampler thing.
Oh.
I'm ready. I just got to cut and edge the linen and I'm good to go.
I'm not ready.
I'm getting ready for Lent. Christmas isn't even here. Getting ready for Lent. Yep.
I am not ready, but I have the pattern. Thanks, Jacob.
That's a good start. Yeah, you want to have the pattern. Yeah. Yeah.
Got the pattern. But I don't have anything else. But I know what I'm going to do, so it won't be hard for me to get it.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to do that with us, the Lenten Agnes Dei Stitch Along, Modern Folk Embroideries, get your chart, get your linen and thread, or Ada, whichever.
I guess that we have to explain because there's been several comments on what is the Agnes Dei, and all of that. So first of all, people that don't speak Latin, see Agnes Dei is
don't speak Lent. Okay.
Don't speak Lent or Latin. No, it is like Agnes Agnes DEI. That's what it is. On You Stay. And last Lent, starting on Fat Tuesday, I did just a personal Lenten cross-stitch journey with my Jesus faith. And that inspired several people, I guess. And so this year, Gary and I decided that we were going to do the On You Stay by Modern Folk Embroidery, and that we will start on, I don't know, either Fat Tuesday or Ash Wednesday, and try to stitch the whole, you know, 40 days of Lent, stitching the On You Stay.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah. Modern Folk Embroidery, or Kim has all of his charts.
Yeah.
So you can order from him PDF, or call Kim and get the charts and your linen and thread. But yeah, she carries them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of his charts. And, you know, fair warning, when you see one, you're going to want more than one. Just fair warning.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I really want to do some of, you know, I got to stop. But I really would like to do one of his Quakers. They're beautiful. And they're not, he's got some reproduction samplers, but his Quakers are all his own design. And they're beautiful.
Right.
And there's one that would be great on banding, too.
Oh, there is?
Yes. Yes, there is. And when you pull up the Quakers, you'll see which one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Did I tell you that already?
I don't recall if you did, but now I am curious. So
yeah, there's one that would be perfect on banding. Mm. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, right. there's two designs, and you could just put them one, stitch one on it, and then stitch the other one on it. And it would be one big long Quaker band.
There we go.
And if you do that, then make sure that you tell people that you heard it from me first. If you do that, let me know. Let me know that you're doing it, because I want to see what it looks like. But yeah, it would be beautiful.
Hmm. Okay. Because I don't have enough stuff to do. So
you know me either. I don't have a thing to do. I just like sit around racking my brain what I'm going to do next.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. Yes.
Yeah. It is.
Yep. Okay. Tonight, Sarah B is getting stitches. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday, we got to wrap this up.
Okay.
Yeah. Sunday. Now, I've been gushing about this, and I'm going to keep gushing about this. I did, Claire Hunter is our guest Sunday. Actually, she's our guest for the next two Sundays. And because I did 2 hours with her. Already recorded. She was kind enough to do 2 hours. So the first hour this Sunday is about Claire and her stitching and her community activities with embroidery and sewing. And just a fascinating woman, absolutely fascinating woman. Lives in Glasgow, Scotland, and grew up in England. But just an amazing woman, talent, vision, the whole bit. Really, really enjoyed talking to her. So that's Sunday's show. And then the next Sunday, the 17th, is an entire hour about her book, Threads of Life. And it's Threads of Life is the title, A History of the World Through the Eye of a Needle. And I will just say it time and time again, read that book. You see history and you see Threads of Life. And if you're not a nonfiction person, you go, ugh, no, thanks. No, read that thing. I'm not a nonfiction person. She just did a brilliant job of showing the role of sewing needle and thread, not sewing, but needle and thread in all forms throughout history, and weaving that in with her own personal experiences. And I just think it's a superb book. I really recommend that people get it and read it. And you'll enjoy it. It's not really long. My ebook from Barnes and Noble is 275 pages. I don't know what the printed version is, but so it's not like it's a tome of history that you have to drag yourself through. You'll fly through it, and you'll really come to appreciate what needle and thread has done for people in very difficult situations, how women have used it to speak about suffrage and equality in general. And men, she has several mentions of how men have used needle and thread. Just a tremendous story, a tremendous book. I just really think in the research, she talks about the Mary Queen of Scots Actually her next, she's going to do another book that's going to be all about Mary Queen of Scots needlework. And she's just an amazing woman. Really enjoyed talking with her in 2 hours and could have gone longer. It was just really a treat. So I just think the book's so important. I couldn't just give it 15 minutes in a show. I felt like it needed its own show. And I just highly recommend the next 2 weeks. Make sure you listen to Claire Hunter. I think you'll enjoy both of them. And if you read that book, I think you'll be glad you did. It's really, really good. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. He just to put the exclamation point on this, when he got done interviewing her, he immediately texted me and said, that was fantastic. I just did the best 2 hours show, you know, ever. So
it was,
there you go.
Really good. Yeah. Yep. So highly recommend that and tell others, you know, if others aren't into podcasts or whatever, tell them about this. Because if they are at all interested in needlework and or at all interested in history, it's just really good. And the interaction she's had with people through her research, I could tell you about favorite parts of the book, but we do a little bit of that. And the hour that I did on the book with her, we did not drag you. We don't drag you through the book. There's some highlights. We talk at some length about the process that she went through to put this together, which I think is interesting in its own right. And then there were just some spots in the book that really touched me. And we got to talk about those. And then she talks about some of the things that were more important, you know, that were important to her in during the book. And so it's not like if you listen to that, you'll not want to read the book. Read the book. Because we just didn't do a recap of the book. It's just good. It's just really good. And she's a fascinating woman. And And then also, I mentioned in the podcast, but there are no pictures in the book. And so you're going to want to see pictures. And I'll give a link to her website. And she has photos, a bunch of photos for all the things that are talked about on her website. And they're beautifully displayed. Whoever put that together did a beautiful job of doing that. And so you'll be able to see them, and I'll have several of them in the FlossTube version for the book. But you'll want to go to her website and see the pieces she talks about. And it was really good. It's a couple of them, a couple of hours that I'll always remember because I just felt like we really really got to do it right. So coming up Sunday and next Sunday.
Awesome. Yep. And I'm going to get the book tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I know you'll like it. I know you will.
I don't have enough time in my life to do everything, but I do read books at night on my iPad, and I just finished the one last night that I was reading. And so this one was on my list for next. So I wonder if it's on Amazon download. I'll have to look. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You can get it at Amazon. I got it at Barnes & Noble because I use their Nook app for reading ebooks. Amazon. You get print and online both. Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Yep, so that's coming up Sunday. That's it. Thanks to Sassy Jacks for sponsoring the shows. And fun once again. Thanks, Father.
It's always fun, Gary. We always have a good time together.
Yep, we do.
I know.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.